she got up to last night.
Woo! Welcome back, you guys. Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. What the hell is on Joey's head?
That's our new music intro. Before we hit the beat sounder.
Oh, I like it. We're not even going to hit it.
Oh.
I just have a reminder, letter to you, the Bruce Springsteen documentary with the E Street Band and the making of his latest album, Letter to You, is on Apple today.
Nice.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
And Elton John has a new Barbie doll coming. That's exciting.
The Elton Barbie?
Yes. I love it so much.
Yeah, he's cute little rainbow outfits and a little bowler hat and tinted sunglasses.
I was going to say, but we need the shades. Got to be the shades.
Yeah.
$50.
Wow. $50.
$50. You know what? Because it's not for a kid.
It's for adults.
For us.
Yeah.
I love it. What the hell is on your weed?
I have to tell you.
We've made it a drama song. It's supposed to be a fun little riff.
What the hell is on your weed?
What the hell is on Joey's head?
Whoa. What's on his head?
Great acting.
Anyway.
Hey, I was trying to find Garth. So Garth Brooks married Trisha Yearwood. Mm-hmm. And they are supposed to be doing a cover together of Shallow. Mm-hmm. And I was excited to hear it. So
they've done it before on their show.
Your boy goes to find it right now on YouTube. And I'm like, I bet it's out there. You know how sometimes you go to click on a link online? And it's like, instead of it actually showing you, like if you searched, you know, let's say Garth Brooks on Jimmy Fallon. Instead of it, it's like a CNN video and it has a bunch of text and it's frozen the video. You think you're going to watch the video, but you're not.
Or somebody's talking over it. There's some music behind it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I go and it says, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood's Shallow cover is here. And then this is what I get. Now, there are images of Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood behind this, but it's this happening.
Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Or is there something else you're searching for? Then it bells to the famous climactic final chorus.
Are we going
to
hear it?
I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us.
I'm already wanting to kill her.
Comment below if you're going to have this Yearwood and Brooks number on repeat. Shallow snagged a long list of awards.
God. Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
It's just
to get
a filler.
It's like filler stuff.
Yes,
it's only to get a click view so that they, and then people immediately click away so they can get ad money. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Just wanted to hear their version of it. And then
it's not as good as you'd want it to be.
Really?
Yeah, and I love both of them.
Garth says on his Instagram.
It's Girth. You sound dumb.
Girth.
Oh, excuse me. Girth says on his Instagram.
I am Girth.
You could RSVP to listen to it or go to garthbrooks.com.
No.
Now we are talking.
But do you have to pay for it?
I don't know yet.
All right. Why don't you look for that? And we're going to play a political ad from 2 years ago.
Oh, we have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you got to buy it. I'm out of here.
Oh, that's lame. Okay, here is the one that I wrote for you.
It starts with Donna. Is that the correct one? Donna political ad? Mm-hmm. Or should I play Steve political
Donna
ad?
Donna political
okay.
ad.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Steve Patterson wants you to believe he's the hippest choice for office.
I'm tweeting, I'm emailing, I'm gramming so hard.
But Steve Patterson thinks your darn tootin' is an acceptable expression in 2018.
I shouldn't say it.
Does that sound hip to you? Donna Valentine doesn't concern herself with being modern. She'll go old school to make sure we bring paper back and minimize the use of electronic devices in public places and at home.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Who do you want in office? How Howdy Doody, Steve Patterson.
Oh. Akabaka soda crocker, akabaka boo. In comes Uncle Sam, out goes Y-O-U.
Or someone who knows that hip is just another body part we need to avoid breaking. This message paid for by Donna Valentine.
Yep.
Wow. Now, that is convincing.
Thank you, Dawn.
So wait, at this point, Dawn, would you give Dawn your vote? I mean, if she and I, or Donna your vote,
yeah,
if she and I
give
were running
myself.
For Senate.
Oh. Right now, yeah, but I have to hear yours. I have it here. You want to hear it?
Yeah, and let me say, before this happens, I had no plan on doing any sort of mudslinging. Mm. I just wasn't going to go there.
Wow.
And then I walked into that, and I thought, well, I have to clap back, and this is what it sounded like.
I noticed that this one is 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
I know, because
how long
why?
Was the first one?
Steve Patterson.
1 minute.
Donna.
Okay, here we go.
I'm TV's Steve Patterson, and I approve this message.
It's a great time to be an American. The stock market is near an all-time high. Unemployment is at a record low. Mm. But you wouldn't know it if you asked Donna Valentine.
Who cares? That's disgusting.
But it's bad.
I quit. It's so stupid.
This sad sack of brittle bones refuses to see the good in anything. She's too busy grumbling at passersby to see the progress of our great nation.
Nobody wants to see Double Dare.
Do not watch that.
I wouldn't even watch that if I had one channel and that showed up on a rainy Sunday.
The bag lady is too busy ruffling through the body wipes and magazine perfume inserts she carries around to look up and notice all the good in this world.
I've never gone to summer camp.
I was the burnout.
I did detention boot camp. All right, fine. I'm going to go hit the camp.
All right, let's talk about gravy.
If we hand over the reins to this neurotic worrywart, our outcome will be inevitable.
Stop it. Terrible, right?
Oh. I hate you.
But there is a better way. Steve Patterson is positivity personified.
Yeah, do you guys have the Cabernet Sauvignon? I would just like a Cabernet Sauvignon!
The combination of charisma, razor-sharp wit, and a strong jawline make him the perfect choice to lead us into the future.
So I've been in an animal calling competition at the state fair.
What do you got?
I started with a cow, I think. I think I then went into a horse. Then I hit my duck. And then I rounded out with my dog.
Okay, Steve.
Zero Gary's.
That was awful.
Where others see problems, Patterson looks past them, thanks to his optimistic outlook and his undiagnosed ADD.
I was hanging with the fellas, saw you with your new boyfriend and made me jealous. I was hoping that I'd never see you with him, but it's all good because I'm glad that I met him.
Name the song.
No.
This November, make the right decision. Vote for Steve Patterson. Otherwise, our next 4 years will sound a lot like this.
Oh, fantastic. I feel like there's a target on me. They're making robotic spiders. Gosh. Why do we need them?
Thank you for playing along.
All right.
Paid for by Papa Patterson for Patterson. The Patterson Company. Patterson.
Name the song.
God. No.
After I
you have better sound bites. You definitely
15 seconds to it. Name the song. And I was so happy. Are we going to play this? No.
No.
Wow. That was great. I like, let's talk about gravy.
Let's talk about gravy.
Have you noticed, like, Steve will have spent, like, $40 million on his ad because he can't say it in a minute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, mine is the one that they, like, all get upset because of big companies helping to support me. Yours was grassroots.
Oh, my God.
At least I ripped on myself in mine.
That was excellent.
Oh, that
yeah,
was fun.
My super PAC may have gone a little heavy-handed on you. You know, Don, it brings up, I'm not sure if you guys are following, but it's a presidential election year.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if maybe we should update our ads.
Maybe we'll do it next time.
Ooh,
you mean in 2024?
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. We got Project Down and Dirty next week, although I love the idea.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Well, I'm going to be... listen, I can't stop what my PAC does.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Wait, 2024? You think we're doing this show together in 2024?
Yeah, we'll do it in 2 years then. Don't we have like a...
Oh, midterms.
Yeah, midterm election. We'll do it then. Okay, we got to go. Hey, when we come back, are we getting to the end of Big Brother, Dawn?
Yes, final three, you guys.
Ooh, let's get an update on Big Brother when we come right back. Hello. It's us, Donna and Steve, on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with producer Don McLean. She is our official Big Brother correspondent.
Yes, I am.
Are we down to the finals?
Yes, we are. The final three people are in the house, so we only have one more episode to go. And thank goodness, during Project Down and Dirty, we won't be here past 6 p.m.
Oh, yay, so you can watch it!
Next Wednesday is the finale, and what will happen is that the three will battle out for the final head of household competition. At that point, that person will decide they'll be in the final two, because they are immune from being eliminated at that point, since they're head of household.
Okay.
So they get to choose who sits next to him, next to them in the final two. Two people.
Okay,
who are they going to take to so that the jury will vote?
What do they win again?
$500,000.
Hey, that's nice.
It is nice. Now, here's the thing: the last three people in the house. There's a guy named Cody.
Okay.
He has played the best game. He has dominated the competitions, and his social game is really strong. Then you have a guy named Enzo, who's very funny, but he's not really great at competitions. He's played a good game because he has made friends with Cody, and he hasn't really upset anyone enough to be put up for elimination. So he is playing a good social game. Nicole is the other one in the house. She had an alliance with Cody from the beginning to be the final two. And rumor has it from people who have been on Jason's show, McKay, who... lives here in the Twin Cities and was on a season of Big Brother. He says that Nicole and Cody had something going on. That's the rumor. Before they entered the house, they're friends.
They made a deal
with each other before they even went in, which is scandalous.
They're not
supposed to do that. So he insinuated that. Nicole has won the game before. That's the thing that's bad about her winning, is because you should pick her to go to the final two with you, because, you know, the jury is going to vote on this. These are all the people that you kicked out, you know?
So the previous people
in the house, you kind of want to be up against Nicole if you're Cody, because she's won the game before. And so they would be less likely to give the money to her. Here she is talking about how she spent more time in the Big Brother house than any other contestant.
I've been in the house more than any other house guest ever.
I just recently passed 230 days spent in this house, and it's a huge milestone, which means it's more than Paul.
Friendship.
It's more than Janelle.
Buxom mixed with brains is a deadly combination.
If I can make it to final two again, I could be the first ever person to win this game twice. But
now, would you want her to win?
Not by the sound of that sound bite.
Right? It's kind of, you got to put aside all of your thoughts about, you know, this is the Big Brother house. So their strategy isn't like normal day-to-day life.
Right.
Sort of, people that sort of play backhanded or aren't always honest, they're respected because it's like, oh, they played the game well. They lied well, you know?
I just wish there was a show where it wasn't about backstabbing.
Oh, yeah.
And that you could still win, not even by competitions, you know? Like, I hate the physical competitions. Even on Survivor, I'm like, ah, who cares? Whatever. And it's all complicated.
Oh, I just love it.
I don't know. There's something, and I know, Steve, this might surprise you because you think I'm negative.
Hey.
There's something just that feels really icky about it.
Oh.
Like, imagine that everybody, all of the air staff, imagine that this was our Project Down and Dirty this year. We have to, like, make alliances and not a bad idea, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I have such a heavy conscience.
Sure.
That I don't know that I'd be able to, like, accept money knowing that I was ugly to other people.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I know. You got to let go of that.
I think you just have to go pure game mode, you know? We've all been chosen. Many tried. We got into this knowing it's a game, and the game is, you know, it's like when you play Mafia. You're lying, right?
Yeah.
You got to lie. You got to hide your identity. You got to...
Yeah.
Is this a video game?
You know, it's not necessarily a video game. There is a game called Mafia and Mafia 2 on PlayStation. But I mean, like, when, you know, like that group game where someone is the killer, but you don't know who the killer is. So, like, each person gets, like, a name and a hat.
You mean, like, Clue?
Not Clue.
What is this game? This
would be, like, real life. Like, you all get a little paper from a hat, you open it up, and it either says, like, killer or other people.
Never played, want to play.
And then you can go up and, like, if you're the killer, then you can just show them the card or whatever, and then, like, they die. But then somebody else would be like, are you the killer? No, of course, I'm not the killer. I don't know, like, what's going on.
Yeah, so your point is,
My point is, you have to lie there. It's a game.
It's like Uno or Go Fish or one of those
So I think
games.
You could even leave some of, like, the moral implications beside because you've entered a game. It's a false reality. And the objective is to win money.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Oh, we would definitely crush her.
Oh, you definitely would. And then I'd cry.
I would love to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, I thought they were my friends.
Oh, no.
And they'd be
like, emotional mess.
Dramatic Donna. Oh, boy. You'll have Twitter split. Half will rally to you. Actually, no. Everyone will. It's just like College Pop Culture.
Oh, yeah, we're about to play.
If you'd like to play, you can grab a telephone, 651-641-1071. You can give us a call, and then you could bet on me, or you could bet on Donna. And if you bet right, you win a prize. So give us a call right now, and we can play. Hey, meanwhile, we want to tell you about October prizes right now on our MyTalk Listener Rewards. Win a streaming sampler pack, AirPods, MyTalk gear, restaurant gift cards, and a whole lot more. Get the app, stream online. Either place will get you registered. So download it today or go to MyTalk1071.com.
Game time. I'm gonna kill you. Welcome back, you guys. Donna and Steve, let's play.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
With a score of 86 for Steve and 68 for Donna Valentine, we are playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show. We have Tina on the line. Where are you calling from today, Tina?
Blooming Prairie.
Blooming Prairie. Hello. That's population of 1,960.
Whoa. Where is Blooming Prairie?
Between, like, Owatonna and Austin.
Oh, okay. Wow. South. Nice.
South. Yep.
Okay, Tina, if you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life in Blooming Prairie, what would it be?
Jerk chicken.
Oh, that's very specific.
Yummy.
I like it.
Yeah, spicy. Now, if you win today, you're going home with a MyTalk t-shirt. Today's topic on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, if I have everybody's attention, Donna, Steve, and Tina.
Sort of.
Okay, today's topic is pop culture primates. Primates in movies and TV.
Oh, no.
So, Tina, it comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about pop culture primates, Donna or Steve?
I always want to go with my girl, Donna, but I'm going to go with Steve today.
That's okay. I get it, Tina. Thank you, Tina. Okay, I'll be back.
All right, Donna, go take a hike, pal.
Donna's going to leave the
me
room.
Me go wee-wee.
Bring your phone with you. There she goes.
Yeah, we all do.
Okay. All right. So let's see, Steve. Once again, the topic is pop culture primates in movies and TV. And Tina, be quiet in the background while I ask the questions to Steve, and then you can help at the end, okay?
Okay.
The timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Steve?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Question one. Who played a brawling trucker with his sidekick Clyde, the orangutan, in two late 70s, early 80s movies?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
Fictional cartoon band with Bingo the Gorilla on drums.
Oh, brother. Pass.
Name the gorilla in the recent Disney Plus film produced by Angelina Jolie.
Oh, Ivan. That's the one and only Ivan. Those first two, me not know. Me hope that Lifeline help.
Okay, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Do you want me to read the question again?
I don't know the answer to any of them either.
Oh, okay. No, Tina. With the brawling trucker, is that like Sylvester Stallone and Over the Top?
Do you want to say that, Tina?
Sure.
And then the cartoon band with a gorilla named Bingo?
Yeah, Tina, you don't have an answer to that one either?
I don't, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we will ask Donna to come back in the room, man. See how she does.
All right, come on in, Donna. Come on in. I'm nervous, Tina.
Uh-oh.
Me as well.
It's okay, these are kind of tough. I thought he was going to go another direction. We'll just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hey, guys.
You're back. Okay. Once again, the topic is pop culture primates in movies and TV.
Okay.
Okay. The timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Who played a brawling trucker with his sidekick, Clyde the orangutan, in two late 70s, early 80s films?
Clint Eastwood.
Question two, fictional cartoon band with Bingo the Gorilla on drums.
I'm not sure. Next.
Question three, name the gorilla in the recent Disney Plus film produced by Angelina Jolie.
Horace. And the second one is...
fictional cartoon band with Bingo the Gorilla on drums.
Sounds fun.
I don't know. The monkeys.
Okay. At least you had answers. Okay.
Hey.
No. Okay, let's read the questions and the answers. Who played a brawling trucker with his sidekick Clyde, the orangutan, in two late 70s, early 80s films? Steve, with the help of Tina, said Sly Stallone. Donna said Clint Eastwood. The answer is Clint Eastwood.
What Yay. Movie? Dirty Harry?
No, I can't remember, but they were really cute movies.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I've seen any full Clint Eastwood movie beside Million Dollar Baby.
Okay. Fictional cartoon band with Bingo the Gorilla on drums. Steve didn't have an answer. Donna said the monkeys. The answer is the Banana Splits.
Oh.
How cute.
Okay, name the gorilla in the recent Disney Plus film produced by Angelina Jolie. Steve said Ivan from The One and Only Ivan. Donna said Horace, which is at least an answer. But that, you know, name. Hey, yeah. The answer is Ivan.
Oh, man.
Which means there is a tie.
Is there? I only got one right.
You got one, and right. He only got one.
All right. Oh. Now, is Tina able to play in this?
Tina, you are able to play as well. Okay?
Okay.
So shout it out if you know. It's going to be an audio clip.
Oh, God.
Okay, who are we listening to here playing the role of King Louie in 2016's Jungle Book?
I'm out.
You ever had a taste of a pawpaw fruit down there?
Crystal water.
Some people call it, what's the word?
Yes!
Papaya. Smooth. Nice. Streets
of me! Streets
of me! All right, Tina. And in the last final moment, you win today. Are you excited you picked Steve?
So excited. Thanks,
great.
Steve.
Okay. Yeah, you got it, Tina.
All right, Tina, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get your info, and we'll Donna. Get you a T-shirt, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't listen to Donna.
Okay, hold on. Bye-bye, Tina.
Donna is that kid in class who the teacher has to reprimand for the same thing every class. Don't make the mouth sound.
By the way, it's every which way but loose.
That's it. Yeah.
Which is really great. There was two movies. By the way, it's funny you say that about me because I was listening to Lori and Julia talk about you and Project Down and Dirty last year. And Lori had the best... description
what
of you.
They will. Where were we last year?
We were doing comedy.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, so that's what they were talking about. They were talking about, you know, Project Down and Dirty's past. Yes. And that one came up and they were like, you know, everyone was really good and Steve was really funny. And Julia's like, I had to get him off the stage. I had to throw his shoe at him.
Yeah, she went Kanye on me.
And then Lori's like, he's like the little kid who like sings a song and gets the reaction he wants. So he keeps singing another song and another song. And meanwhile, people are like, it's my turn. And you're just...
Hang on, one more. One final hello, my baby. Yeah. Hello, my darling.
One for the road.
Before I go, now that I'm closing in on my final 20 minutes, I remember
so
I got
funny.
Off after doing stand-up, which went long. And
it was very funny.
Thank you. One of the improv guys that we were working with from Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret at Chan Anson Dinner Theaters that year just said, hey, Steve, that was a nice tight three.
<'Cause, you> know, it was like 15.
Let's do 3 minutes of stand-up. Let's do three.
What do you think it was? It had to be at least 10.
Yeah, it had to be north of 10. My guess is somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. It was long. You know what I'll miss about traditional Project Down and Dirty?
What's that?
Is it's always good to get into a conversation with some point at some point with Lori. And I remember we did the year of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that she stayed up and she'll just give you all sorts of input about just the business of radio, how they got into it, how they negotiate. She'll lay it all out there and just talk shop with you. And I remember Ryan Perpich, God rest his soul, he and I were sitting there and we were like really enjoying hearing from...
By the way, Ryan is alive and well and he's in the building.
Son of a... What?
Anyway, continue.
And we just loved hearing from her as she just talked shop about just like the inner workings of how she's gone about her... her radio career.
Well, and you have to remember, she's like a very savvy businesswoman.
Yes, she is.
You know, before she got into radio, she, you know, was working in the corporate world.
So. Yes, yeah. And she just knows how to, you know, hold her own ground. I remember, like, we just all want to, like, take her in with us when it's time to negotiate and be like, Lori's got something to say. Is that right, Lori?
Here's my agent as you're, like, pulling her by the arm.
Lori, she's listening to her. You're shaking now. We could scare. If I walked in with Lori, we could corporately scare Shibes B and Seaman.
Right?
Which, by the way, when I said Shibes B and Seaman, then yesterday I heard an ad for Schwebel Getz and Seaman. Or wait.
Seaban.
Seaban?
Mm-hmm.
Close.
That's pretty close.
It is. Oh my gosh.
Rival law firms.
That's hilarious. Hilarious.
What time is it? It's TSR time. All right. Those are all my law references.
All right. Hey, thanks, did you happen to look at this house of Rick Ross's that Dawn provided us with today?
No. Does it look good?
Oh, you got to check it out. So Rick Ross, famous artist and producer in the hip hop rap world. He has a lot of money. Gosh. Okay. So he already purchased this. He recently bought 87 acres around this mansion. That's what the story is about on TMC. And it is around the Atlanta area. Now, that the mansion used to belong to Evander Holyfield, and this is what I wanted to focus on. He scored it in 2014 for $5.8 million after a bank had foreclosed on it. So he already got a good deal on it. It has a whopping 109 rooms, including 12 bedrooms and 21 bathrooms.
It looks like a resort. It doesn't even look like a home.
It's crazy.
He should just Airbnb that be.
Oh, he doesn't need to. He dropped $1 million for the 87 acres to surround his empire. I mean,
that was smart to get all the land so it's private property and nobody can trespass.
What I found, if you look at where the land, you know, they have an outline as to where the land falls.
Yeah.
The edge of it has a lake. I don't know if you see that here in the article. Yes. It's half the lake.
Half.
So if you have a little boat.
Oh, you could go in half of it.
What is he going to do? Is he going to have some type of a fence through the lake?
Oh, funny. Gosh. You know how they do that? They rope it off for you so you don't go past.
Right.
Maybe he'll do something
Maybe
like
he'll
that.
Do something. Well, you know, a house this big, though, honestly, if I had this kind of money that he has, I haven't looked him up on Celebrity Net Worth. That's one of my favorite websites to see how much money he makes.
I'm heading there now.
Yes. Even if I had this kind of money, I feel like in a house that big, I would just feel so lonely.
Yes,
and so little.
I agree. Would it ever feel cozy?
No, yes. I need a cozy feeling.
Rick Ross is worth an estimated $40 million. I'm actually surprised that he got 87 acres for $1 million.
Right.
And it only, I mean, he got, this is a steal.
Yeah.
Because of the bankruptcy.
The price.
The foreclosure.
The price of this home, $5.8 million. He's a great businessman to see this deal.
He has a lot of tattoos. Have you seen him shirtless?
No.
Have you?
Rick Ross net worth. I'm seeing it right now.
Oh.
Wow. A lot of tattoos. Yeah. Right around his belly button. A very sensitive region.
Wow. For
you
some.
Seeing it, Donna?
Nope, I'm not looking at it.
Come on, Donna.
I don't want to.
Please.
It's time to go.
Yeah, it is.
Boy, aren't you guys just a team
I'll look
now.
At it right now.
Girl, yeah.
I'll look at it during our little break, but when we come back, we'll get tipsy. I've got five things that, heads up, really, is what this is. Five things that may be sold out way before Christmas, as in any day now. I'll tell you about those things when we come right back on My Talk. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Time for a tip.
Woo! Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Alrighty, so we're still a week away from Halloween, but we could talk about Christmas for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm. Always, yes.
Snowy. It's not a normal year. Snowy. It's only October 23rd.
3 to 6 more inches this weekend.
No, what?
Yeah, Sunday, right?
Early or later?
I think I'm like late Sunday into early, late Saturday into early Sunday.
Uh-oh.
When are you heading out?
Right after work. Oh, you'll be fine.
No, but when
I'll come
back
on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be a snowy day.
Okay, but the snow will be done by morning, right?
No. It'll be happening actively in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was going Saturday night into Sunday morning, Sunday morning.
I think it ends like Sunday night.
I think we need to get the details.
Ask John.
Maybe I should just come home tomorrow.
I have a very detailed report from Jonathan Uhas.
Oh, did you get the email?
I do. I asked him if I could be included because Kenny Boo Boo is on vacay, I guess. Mm. So,
all right, I'll come back tomorrow. Forget it. Just forget it. Guys don't know me. Anyway, here are things that are probably going to be in high demand for the holidays this year. So definitely consider picking them up. I don't know. And now.
Okay.
Before they sell out. Okay. That includes fitness equipment.
Oh, sure.
I'm actually thinking about this now, even though I don't want to get a treadmill. Just a big, clunky, ugly thing sitting in the middle of your whatever. There was a run on things like treadmills and kettlebells early during the pandemic when gyms shut down, and those things might still be hard to find as the weather gets colder and people start working out inside their house more.
Mm. The maybe just kettlebell is a good thing to do, Donna. You should get a kettlebell.
You know, I took a couple classes. I don't feel like my form is ever right, and I don't want to hurt my back.
Okay.
Thank you, though. I have weights. I have weights at the cabin, weights at home.
Yeah. I get really bored really quick with kettlebells. I've taken classes too.
Yeah.
As part of an offshoot of a Pilates class.
Oh.
It's like, now we're going to do kettlebells. And I'm like, let me go to the bathroom.
Oh,
right
really?
Now.
I'd rather do kettlebells than Pilates.
Oh, I love Pilates.
I get so bored when I'm not moving.
Oh, girl.
I just get so bored. Like, okay, now hold that for how long? And just
are you doing it on a reformer machine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, that's good. See, that's good that there's variety for everybody.
That's exactly right.
Number two, puzzles and board games. They've been an easy and fun way to keep people's families entertained while events are going on. So keep that in mind.
I've probably only completed one puzzle in my life.
I do not like puzzles.
I just,
again, it's too slow.
Yeah.
Ugh. No.
I helped my son with one last year that he got for Quithmas, and it was like probably 50 pieces, and we were hitting all sorts of roadblocks, and I was like, I don't know, man.
Did you start with the edges?
Oh, yeah, you start with the edges. Can I ask a question?
Okay.
I'm asking this question without judgment. What do you think of people who frame puzzles?
I think if it's your thing, I think it's great. I have the little girl whose mom walks her dog with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
They do a puzzle all the time. They do puzzle exchanges. So I've given her puzzles that I've had at the cabin. And I was like, here, just have this. And then once they're done with it, they break it apart and give it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really cute idea. You know,
I can't imagine breaking it apart. I actually think I would get on board with the idea of if that was your family's thing and you said, you know, we're doing all like whatever, 1,000 piece puzzles. And when we finish them, we frame them and then we just keep adding them to the puzzle room. And at some point,
that's a cute idea.
Your walls are covered in puzzles.
I'm thinking of doing that at the cabin, actually. So my friends and I, who I go We used to go to a Jersey Shore point every year. This year we went to South Dakota. We always do a puzzle when we're staying, you know, wherever
we're
staying.
You hate it the whole time.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I just
sit
there.
But you're doing it with people you love.
Yeah, I just pretend. Exactly. Okay. So this year what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of them on vacation
and
turn it into a puzzle.
Now that's a cute idea.
So I have actually a picture of us doing a puzzle, and I think that would be a cute idea.
Whoa, that'd be so meta.
I had such a dark idea. Can you take it from outside the window, like somebody is peeping on you, like it's some creepy?
Oh, that's cute.
No,
it's kind of, it's like scary. Like, yeah, who's taking that photo?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And then make a puzzle out of that, and they don't know until they put it together. They're like, "Wait a minute!
Oh, that's hilarious!
Why is this peeping Tom? What is this?
That's funny."
So you mean in real life, like sometime soon, take a picture of them, a surveillance
putting
situation.
A puzzle together, but do it like, put your phone outside the window and just put it on video and record. You are inside there as well. So they're like, who took the picture?
Oh, that's funny. Wow, taking it to a whole nother level.
And put Happy Halloween.
And then like spell out, I'm
all right,
always
you guys,
watching.
Yeah.
You're ruining my idea. Okay, also something that might be sold out way before the holidays, Dawn.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch.
Oh, they're already sold out.
It's already
much
a hot gift, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been able to find one for months.
Yeah, okay. But, so, just so you know, yarn and craft supplies.
Oh.
Lots of people stocking up because they're crafting.
Do cats really play with yarn?
Yeah. Yep.
Sweet.
Mm. They'll play with anything stringy. Shoelaces. Anything
what
they can catch.
Is on this list.
Thank you, Steve. The answer to your question is spices.
Oh, everybody's cooking at home.
That's right. I just cooked yesterday. I made like a whole bunch of old world vegetable soup. Put some in the freezer. What's funny about that?
I'm sorry. I was just waiting.
I gave some to my friends.
That's awesome. That is, wow.
I actually cooked some pretty yummy stuff. What? Just because there's not like cream cheese in it or fattening bacon?
Oh, bacon. I was just thinking what you said. I cooked yesterday. I always think like rations, Depression era stuff. Okay. And then you led with old world vegetable soup.
That's exactly where my head was.
But it's cold. It's like peasant soup.
Everybody gets a scoop. Line up.
All right. Man, today is National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. I oughta.
Why I oughta rail your one.